Yo, what's going on with it, everybody? What's going on? Yes, you are now tuned in to Sports with Chuck and Chubby. Thank y'all, man, for coming through, man, hanging out with me and all that good stuff. I appreciate it. Hope y'all enjoying the content. So right now, we got the Big Ten versus the SEC. And I did went ahead and with the pleasure of matching these teams based on their last year records and what they finished in, and also their conference games, but I'll give you all the records, man. We're going to get through this as quick as possible right here. So let's go ahead and get these games pulled up. Let's go. So first up, y'all already see the first game up on the board right now. We got Indiana versus Vanderbilt. Who do you take in this game? I mean, based on what they did last year and everything they got going, man, I got to go with Indiana in this game. I don't know who y'all pick, but y'all let me know in the comments who y'all pick. Indiana finished 3-9 overall, 1-8 in the conference in their Big Ten. Vanderbilt finished 2-10 overall, 0-8 in the SEC. I'm going with Indiana, man. But that has nothing to do with that. All right, next game we got up. Michigan State finished 4-8 overall, 2-7 in the conference last year. We know they had some things going on. They got the new Oregon State head coach over there and all of that. Arkansas was 4-8 overall, 1-7 in the ACC, SEC last year. So in this particular game right here, I think will be a good matchup, but I'm going with Arkansas. Who y'all got? Let me know in the comments who y'all rocking with. All right, Minnesota overall last year, 6-7. They finished 3-6 in the Big Ten. Mississippi State finished 5-7 overall, 1-7 in the SEC. In this particular game, I think I got to go with the SEC in Mississippi State. It's another one for them. Now, this game right here may not be gone. He's like, who do you go with? See, I think this game come down to coaching, but this right here and the matchups just keep getting better and better because Illinois finished 5-7 overall, 3-6 in the Big Ten. And then you got South Carolina finished 5-7 overall, but then they also finished 3-5 in the SEC. In this game, I gotta go with Illinois. Oh, tough pick though, right? This next one right here, you think it to yourself, this gotta be a no-brainer game. Well, we don't know that. We just don't know that. I mean, Purdue overall finished 4-8. 3-6 in the Big Ten. Then you got Florida over there and everything that's going over there. They overall 5-7, Billy Napier, and they was 3-5 in the SEC. Some people say this should have been a lot better than that. But in this game, man, I got to go with Florida, man. I got to go with Florida. Y'all let me know what the score is down low, but I got to go with Florida on that one. This next one right here, oh, yeah, that's a good matchup right here, too. Nebraska, 5-7 overall. You could have said they could have lot of won more of those close games, but then they could have lost them. So, I mean, what could you really say with that? They 5-7 overall, 3-6 in the Big Ten. Auburn, they was in some battles. They should have, they was close. 6-7 overall, 3-5 in the SEC in this game. And I got to go with Matt Rule, Nebraska, man. Ooh, Rutgers. Oh, man. They won the Pinstripe Bowl over a very good Miami team. Rutgers should have been a lot better than what their record was, and Kentucky might have been one of them teams also, matchup for matchup. So, I mean, look, got Rutgers 7-6 overall. They was 3-6 in the Big Ten. Kentucky was 7-6 overall also, but they were 3-5 in the SEC. And when you look at these two teams right here, man, they match up very well, sort of similar. But I gotta go with Rutgers in this game, man. Rutgers was something else to behold. I'm telling you, they was. All right. So if this game came down a match, you like, oh, this gotta be a for sure runner. I don't know. Like I said, once again, I'm going based off of last year's records, and I'm matching them worst to the best as best I could. And I'm including the new teams also, so don't go nowhere. All right. But we got Maryland, 8-5 overall, 4-5 in the Big Ten versus Texas A&M, 7-6 overall, 4-4 in the SEC. And you like, which was wrong better? Man, I don't know. I got to go with Maryland in this one in a close one. Hey, I could be wrong. That's just me. My pick. Look, you know, we don't all get them right. might say, but I got to go Maryland in this one. This is another one of those games right here. I think it come down. This game would come down to coaching if it was a battle. I mean, look, you look at their records from last year, Wisconsin 7-6 overall, 5-4 in the Big Ten, but then Tennessee was 9-4, and then they was 4-4 over in the SEC. So you say to yourself, I don't know, Tennessee possibly could have been a lot better. They could have played a lot better, but then you could say same thing for Wisconsin. And this one, seeing what Tennessee did, the undisciplined nature, and when you're playing a team like Wisconsin, you got to be disciplined. I got to go with Wisconsin in this game.
You got Northwestern, man. 8-5 overall finish, 5-4 in the Big Ten. Then you got LSU, was 10-3 overall, but they were 6-2 in the SEC. You would say a lot of SEC teams is better. I mean, look, they was turned around. David Braun turned this team around. 1-11, wound up going finishing 7-5 in the regular season. They beat Utah in the bowl game. No matter Utah hike people out. That's why I don't think there's a whole nother topic for another day. I think players should just play for your school because they still lose and you still win. Don't matter to me. They beat them. They always can say they did. Utah should have had their players play. Can't be all that against them. But in this game, even though Northwestern was resilient, they came back. But, man, and everything like that. But LSU, I think LSU gets this win, man. That's just me. That's just me. I don't know. Got to go LSU in that one. This is a tough – this matchup right here, man, because this would be a very good defensive battle. Based off of what we've seen just from last year, this defensive battle would be crazy. Y'all can't tell me anything different. I know y'all agree with that. Iowa finished 10-4 overall last year, 7-2 in the Big Ten. As you know, they played Michigan for the Big Ten title, but then you got Mizzou. They finished 11-2 overall last year. They were 6-2 in the SEC. They had a decent run game, but I would say Cody Schrader was one of the best running backs in the SEC in the nation last year. He was nasty, and they both had some good defenses. In this game, though, I gotta go with Mizzou based off what I seen. Iowa put up with in the bowl, you know what I mean? But I guess I go Mizzou, man, because they had a good team and they should have been a lot better. But that's what I'm going with in that one, right? Penn State and Oklahoma. They both finished 10-3 overall last year. Penn State was 7-2 in the Big Ten and Oklahoma was 7-2 in the Big 12. Two good teams. Two good teams. They match up very, very well. But I got to go Penn State in this game. Maybe because I'm from up north a little bit, know a little bit more about Drew Aller, head coach. And I think Frank got it. But they two well-coached teams, two disciplined teams. They match up very well. Either way, I mean, you can't be wrong with either pick. I mean, it's just your opinion, you know what I mean? A little bit of your bias or whatever you might have for that. But I'm going Penn State in this one. Penn State, man. Oh, yeah. Based off of what they, like I said, based off what their records was last year when they placed in the division, I'm trying to slap them in. You got Washington, even though they was in the Pac-12 last year, finished 14-1 overall, 9-0. They was division champ of the Pac-12. And then you got Ole Miss, 11-2. Some say they shouldn't even have had the two. They should have been up there. They could have beat Alabama. They could have beat a Georgia last year. They was this close, man. They was battling. They got them to battle. But based off their last year records and the matchups, this would be the matchups, right? So let's go ahead and then 11-2 overall, Ole Miss 6-2 in the SEC. In this game right here, man, I would say Ole Miss, they was high power and ready for action. Even though just last year, we don't know what they're going to do last year, but that's who I'm saying there. These matchups is right now, that's where I'm going. Going LSU, all right? That's what it is. Oh, yeah. Now we getting down to the nitty gritty. How y'all tell me how I did? Oregon, 12-2 overall. And you got Bama, 12-2 overall. Bama finished 8-0 in the SEC. Oregon had a tough loss against Washington in the Pac-12, finished 8-1. Match up very well, you know. And now you got Kellen DeBoer. He was Washington's head coach last year. They beat Oregon, but you got Dan Lanning. And who's going to win that game? Who wins this game? I got, you know, this game right here would be very good, but I got to go with the Ducks, man. I'm going with the Ducks, man. Going with the Ducks. Ohio State versus Texas Longhorns, dog. Got to go with the Horns. Now, look, I'm trying to take my Texas Longhorns hat off in this game and evaluate it what it is. Ohio State was 11-2 last year, 8-1 in their conference. Texas was 12-2 overall, 8-1 in their conference. Wind up going to the college football playoffs. Some say that Ohio should have been there. Some say Georgia should have been there last year. We know with this new concept, both of those teams would have been in there last year. This would have been a heck of a matchup this year, but like I said, this is this year's teams, but based off of, I'm matching them up of their last year's record, okay? So this year's teams, I would have to say Ohio. I would have to say Ohio, man. You know, anytime you stack a team up like that, you go ahead and you get the OCs going and DCs, and that's what it comes down to when you start looking at talent, because talent is overall wins. But when you got talent versus talent, it comes down to the coaching. Can we agree with that out there, ladies and gentlemen? Gotta go Ohio State, man. Got to. And this game right here, man, this is the heavy hitter. Winner takes all right here. Michigan finishing 15-0, undefeated. Round of applause for Michigan. Oh, my goodness. Shamar Moore. Over there. Oh my, another round of applause for Shamar Moore, man. I don't think we praise him enough out there, man. Being an African American coach, man. I went 5-0 in the Big Ten, and he beat both of the toughest teams in that conference last year. And they was 9-0. Then you got Georgia, man, 13-1 overall. And they was also undefeated in the SEC last year. But we basing off this year's team, we done. This would be a good game because we know Michigan is coming out very, very disciplined. They're not going to give up much penalties. You know, they're what their head coach as well. They're coached well. Same thing with Georgia and Kirby Smart. This game is a game of inches. The small things in this game would matter. Penalties, who's more disciplined, who's covering what, who's doing this, who's doing that. But I would have to go Georgia, man. We have to go Georgia in this game, and it hurts me to say that, but, you know, it does. The reason why is because Sharon Moore, man, I'm rooting for him this year. They are underdogs, but Georgia just has a team like Michigan had last year. They got a lot of guys that want to come back, and they came back for no other reason but to hoist the college football championship trophy. That's the only reason why those guys came back to Georgia. And when you got guys that experience coming back, like how Michigan did last year, they were relentless. They were resilient. And that's what you're going to get out of Georgia this year. So I got to go with them, man. That was fun. I enjoyed that, man. But y'all let me know how I did down in the comments, man, and everything. And y'all let me know who y'all picks was also. Now, once again, full disclaimer. I'm putting that out there right now. So this is based off of last year's records, but it's this year's teams. That's what I based the matchups with, based off of what they did last year. But this, we're talking this year's teams. Who you think gonna win? If we matched up, hypothetically speaking, sometimes you gotta have fun with this. Big Ten versus the SEC. Do you think they match up well? Well, there's your answer. So the next one, I'll be breaking down the ACC versus the Big 12. Because we're going to get down to it. Because a lot of people say, oh, this team, this division is trash, that print trash. Well, we'll see. And we'll match them up. Because when you look at it, it becomes a little different, right? But when you're just thinking, it's just far off. But man, I hope y'all enjoyed it, man. Kicking it with me, man. Sports with Trucker Chubby. If you're new here, man, you ain't new, hit the subscribe button so you get the updates on the video. Make sure y'all got your notification bell on, man, so when I drop a new video or when I'm live, I appreciate it, man. Y'all ain't got to hit the like button. Hit the dislike button. Let me know how it is, though. You know what I mean? But look, man, I appreciate y'all coming through. Y'all know how I'm giving it up. Peace.
Want to see Truck and Chubby live and co-host Shad? Tune in at Fans Point of View. Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time. But in the meantime, in between time, enjoy the content. Don't forget to hit your notification bell for all updates. Thank you for watching.